Next on the Old Mole, Mole Jan Hocken and Mike Snedeker discuss immigration, the sanctuary movement, and the Trump administration trying to destroy that movement. Jan and Mike.
Well, Attorney General Jeffrey Sessions visited the Rose City last week, another whistle stop in his national crusade against immigrants and sanctuary cities. Sessions spoke to a group of federal prosecutors and immigration agents as activists demonstrated outside the Portland field offices of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration. Well, Mike, tell us about the significance of the Sessions visit, and how does this crackdown on immigrants through the Department of Justice resonate with local policing? How does the rubber meet the road here?
Well, Sessions is our preeminent fearmonger right now. He's trying to rustle up a crime wave at his talk about Portland's murder rate and about how since the 80s, people have been, like him, have been doing the hard work of busting criminals, but now crime has returned. He uses, as he usually does, absolute deception and outright lies about his statistics. For example, he said the Portland murder rate has gone up by 140% between 2013 and 2015. Had he noted 2016, he would have noted that the murder rate dropped from 34 to 20, or more than a third. He cherry-picked carefully among tiny numbers where two or three murders will make or break a statistical change. He then excoriated Portland for being a sanctuary city and said that it was critical to cooperate with federal law enforcement officials, with ICE, or Immigration and Customs Enforcement. But there is a law in effect in Portland and in Multnomah County, and has been since 2014, that forbids any local law enforcement official from turning over anybody to ICE unless there's probable cause. It's a U.S. Constitution Fourth Amendment guarantee. He is essentially asking sheriffs and police chiefs to violate a federal order.
So there's some contention about what law and order means, in a sense.
Well, that's right. His bias is consistently toward bigger and bigger government and more resources and authority delegated to bigger government.
But a bigger government that's heavy on the military and policing functions of the state.
Exactly. But he has very little power in the area of normal crime and punishment. He's got immense power in the area of immigration law.
So could you say a little about the resistance of sheriffs and law enforcement agencies to this massive display of power that ICE represents, and how that does resonate with local policing?
Well, police all over the country are very reluctant to do what Sessions would have them do, because they are charged with enforcing the law every day. They go into every part of every community on a daily basis to deal with panicky calls and all the problems that ensue from law enforcement. And they're afraid that if they make arbitrary detentions for reasons they're not at all clear, simply because they've been dictated to by a federal law enforcement agency, that will seriously contaminate their relationship with big swaths of the communities that they're in charge with enforcing the law. So they don't like it.
But during the Obama administration, Obama rolled out this whole Safe Communities program that set much of this in motion around working hand in glove between policing and the FBI and ICE databases, that police would cooperate in those kinds of raids.
Well, it's always been an uneasy relationship between local law enforcement and the feds, sometimes close, sometimes very distant. But this round of enforcement is not going well for Sessions because he has little power. For example, in Chicago, he tried to punish Chicago for being a sanctuary city. But what was at stake was $1.5 million, because there are some federal grants to cities and counties around the country, but they're really tiny, a very small proportion of any law enforcement budget or any criminal justice budget. So Sessions lost that anyway, because the judge said the city had a high likelihood of succeeding in saying that he cannot condition the award of grants on complying with enforcement of principles and laws that are very dubious. ICE is actually requesting local cops to turn over people to them without providing reasons for doing that.
Now, one of the dilemmas at the local levels, the limits also of the sanctuary city movement and what it means to have a sanctuary city. Some people don't like that term because instead prefer terms like safe, because there is no ultimate sanctuary. So one can downplay the power of ICE as well, and particularly now in the fate of many of these so-called dreamers. What about those limits? Because you're saying they don't have a lot of power, but at another level they do. Once ICE picks you up, they have enormous power at their disposal to determine the fate of people they do arrest.
Well, that's true. Once they've got you, they can incarcerate you indefinitely anywhere they want in the country. So the immigration law aspect of what Sessions is doing, he's got terrific power. The DACA, or the deferred children who came here at the age of 12 months, you know, he was their point man for saying that the program to extend citizenship, aspects of citizenship to these dreamers, is going to be canceled, because nobody else wanted to say it, because all the rhetoric from the Trump administration about dangerous immigrants.
They're murderers and rapists in here, and this doesn't fit with the dreamers, don't fit with the narrative.
No, they don't at all. I mean, when you come here, it's hard to say that somebody who comes here when they're 12 months old is going to be a menace to society.
But that also has been problematic throughout the narrative of the dreamers, because it relies very heavily on this idea that you shouldn't suffer the sins of your parents, that these are children who come here through no fault of their own. They're aspiring to fulfill the American dream. It's a kind of conservative narrative, and it sets aside the situation of their parents who chose to come here under various constraints. So there's also the issue of what draws adults here and the hypocrisy of the administration, the ruling class in this country.
Well, of course. I mean, there is not only a pull, but there's also a huge push because of our policies in places like Honduras, where we summarily dismissed a duly elected president. We've got horrific policies up and down Central America that have led to people fleeing for their lives. And there are people with asylum applications up and down the border who are absolutely frozen right now. That's true. The best thing about DACA, I think, is it's not doesn't pretend to be a comprehensive analysis of the situation with the Trump administration, but it just absolutely undercuts their whole rationale. It is fundamentally
racist. The demonizing
racist.
Of right. Particularly brown people.
Yeah. There's no actus reus, mens rea, or criminal activity whatsoever in these people. So the only conceivable justification is race.
To me, what's been important is this emphasis on how integrated immigrants, including people who are here without papers, are in the economy and the culture and the communities in the U.S.
Well, we would not be, I mean, it's a truism, but that doesn't make it any less true, that we would not be what we are without immigrants. A steady flow of immigrants has always been essential and a fundamental driving force behind the development of every part of this country.
And that's why the ruling class or ruling powers are often very divided around immigration policies, not only around policing, but on other kind of fault lines. And so that's something maybe to take up as we continue to follow this issue.
Well, there are huge splits between big business people who have always relied on immigrants and black people as to lower the wages and to increase the labor pool, versus people with a more socially conservative view or more race-based view. That's like the big split on the issue of civil forfeitures, where Jeff Sessions is a complete government man who wants to be able to seize money even when there's no charge from anybody who's ever arrested, and versus the libertarian right who are appalled by it. So there are fractures here and there that we can and should take advantage of.
Yeah. This is Jan Hawken and Mike Snedeker talking today about Attorney General Jeffrey Sessions' recent visit to the Rose City and his unwelcome responses here.